Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted, as always, to speak to Tamsin Greenway, the new director of netball at London Mavericks. Tamsin, first of all, congrats, and busy couple of weeks. What have you been getting up to?
Busy few months, I think, Andy. What I've been getting up to, doing that crazy thing that I used to do called netball. It's been a happy few months, crazy few months, non-stop, but probably back doing something that I absolutely love.
Team at Mavs, like us, obviously know the back-to-back titles, the time representing England, and that vast experience coaching as well. So I suppose next question would be, what are you hoping to get out of things this time around?
That's actually a really good question. There's still an element that I absolutely love the ultimate goal, right, which is winning things. That's what it's there for. But under no illusion what building things and coming back into this role means. I think one of the biggest things for me is that, you know, the last few years, it's been a long time since I've been doing this. You know, it was WAS really when I finished there in 2018. So for me to be back in this role, life had to be in a place where I could do that as well. So I feel like having a few years away, yes, there is the ultimate goal of winning things. But for me, that's kind of eventually, it's what does this journey look like? What are we actually going to build? And I feel in the role so far at Mavericks, I haven't really been able to be myself or do the things that perhaps I've been able to do at previous places. And that was what about this change was all about, really, coming back into something that I feel more comfortable doing, more hands-on, and getting into that coaching mix, which is, you know, something I'm super passionate about.
Are you almost getting the same kind of vibes to when you first entered a similar role at Wasps and Storm?
Yeah, and I think it's like the same sort of vibes. It's kind of just is what it is, isn't it? Like whenever you come in new, even if there's a club that's had history and is established, you come in something new, you want to imprint on it in your own way. And whether that's just little tweaks because what's been and gone before is brilliant, or whether that's big holistic changes, depends on where the club's at, who the people involved are. So I kind of guess, yeah, it is vibes, but it's vibes of just what I've always done. You come into a club, you decide what it needs, where it needs to go, you get the right people in and around you, and you go full steam ahead. And I think that's what's exciting about Mavs. You know, I think it's been probably a slower build up to what happened at Storm and what happened at Wasps. And that's just because of, you know, the roles that we've been in and the changes we've wanted to make and where we're going with it. And I think I'm excited about us being shiny and new this year. So it feels like everything can speed up a little bit and do things a bit quicker.
And one of those things I respect about you as well is your ability to almost strengthen that player's development. George Lees at Storm, George and Fran at Wasps, Nat too. Obviously, you worked with Vicky and Ellie at Mavs last season as well. So regardless of Mavericks' side for next year, that'll also be a key part of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It is something I'm super passionate about. It's probably the trademark of my coaching. It's something that I... tactically and technically is probably where my strengths lie. And so I think one of the things I was frustrated about last year, and that was really because of the role I was doing, but also because of my personal situation, I wasn't able to get involved as much as I'd have liked to from a coaching perspective and from an upskilling perspective. And I think what I'm most looking forward to this year is being able to do that and work with the players and deliver on stuff that we brought them in the club to do. And that is that upskilling of the player. That is that health development. And I think I'm passionate about what that's going to look like in our feeder league as well. You know, we want players there that want to play for Super League. And I think that's an important piece of the puzzle. It's got to be a pulling point for players to come in that you're constantly learning. You're going to give up all this time. You need to be constantly thriving, whether you're a 20-year-old coming new into the system or you're a 30-year-old and you still want to learn stuff. I guess that is something that I think is really, really important. And I finally feel like my life's in a place where I've got enough time to do that as well, because it is all consuming.
You know my love for the Cookie Greenway Dunn combo. So I can't wait to see what Greenway, Buchanan and Austin will bring to the Super League. What advantages will there be having Cam and Mickey alongside you?
Yeah, huge. And, you know, they are very much still the head coach and an assistant coach. I think the luxury of what I can bring because I've been in their positions is that, you know, as a director of netball, I can offer that coaching perspective as well. And I think that's something that, you know, they know about me. It was a strange one when we were looking at what the program needed to look like next year. And I actually wanted three different personalities in there. And I think we've definitely got that.
You know, it was important to get.
But it was really important to make sure we get that as well. I think people can't keep kind of going, well, what's it mean? How's it work? And I'm like, actually, I don't know. There's no blueprint for this. You know, I feel like we get so tied up in titles and this person does this and this person does that. And I don't work like that. I rarely write things down and I work on impulse and feeling and how things are going. And I think that's something that's really important for the coaching team. We've got to learn to work together in the most effective way. And sometimes that will work really, really well. And I'm under no illusion that sometimes we'll probably all come to loggerheads. But that's also the beauty of the journey, because if you're constantly checking, challenging each other and pushing each other, just like we expect to do with the players, then I think that can only be a positive as long as it's managed. And I totally believe that you've got three very different personalities in a room that are all super passionate about netball that will bring to the table something completely different. And look, under no illusion that we have to do something different this year. You know, we can't keep saying Mavs wants to change and not change. And this is our perfect opportunity to do that.
Important that the Mavericks name, though, isn't lost in the Super League, isn't it? And just that heritage that comes with it, you'll recognise that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I was when I first went and joined Mavs, it was like, wow, you realise what you're taking on, because, you know, it was different when we went to Storm. We were brand new. It was different when we went to WASP. We were brand new. But this is going into a club that has got so much history, so many incredible people linked to it that involved in the netball world that have seen it from the very beginning. And I think what's really important is, although we jump on the opportunity to be a new brand, we take the existing Mavericks with us, and that is really key and important for us. And I'm hoping it gives us a new lease of life as well. It gives us a new opportunity to be that team that's been there from the very beginning, but also bring something new that has to happen as we move forward into the professional era.
You're not going to tell me, but I suppose the question next would be, was it harder getting the final names for that first London Mavericks squad?
Very, very happy. I mean, signing window is always carnage. I don't think anybody anticipates what it's until you do it. You don't know. I actually think the signing window shifted a lot earlier than it probably ever has done. I think players were in the same position of so much unknown that it actually forced people to make quicker decisions, which was nice in a way. With everything that we're doing, there's going to be expectations on what we want to produce as a squad. And I am very, very happy. I think the thing for me was about bringing in and working with players that want to play the game in a certain way and want to buy into a program in a certain way. And look, we were forced into changes. We've had Britt leave, we've had Jodie leave, we've had George leave. So, you know, amazingly, there are going to be changes. The teams have gone down to 10s. And I'm excited about when those announcements start to come out, because I feel like we've pulled together a team that want to come on a journey with us with a new brand.
They can look great on paper, though, but it's about getting everybody playing together as well, isn't it?
And that is the beauty of it, right? Like, you know, and that is my ultimate challenge. I'm well aware what stability and structure brings to you. You know, you talk about the me, Rach, Pam combination. I think people love that because we were together for such a long time. You know, when we move clubs, we managed to accost Pam at certain times, and Rach and I always stay together. Like, there's method in having long-term connections with people. Look at Loughborough, look at Thunder. It works. You can't get away from that. And when you try something different, you've got to find quick fixes. You've got to find ways of making up for the fact that these people haven't been around each other for the last 6 or 7 years. And that brings its challenges itself. But that's my job, right? That is the culture piece. That's the bit where you have to think outside the box. And that's the challenge I'm prepared to take on. Nothing will be perfect in year one. Trust me, even at WASP, when we ended up winning, and even at Storm, when we eventually got there, it's more about the journey and how you get the buy-in. You know, the cherry on top is winning. Everyone loves that. But that doesn't mean there can't be excitement and massive, massive buy-in along the way with the almost. And you see that all the way around. You only have to look at SSN and what Tracy Neville's done at Mavericks this year. You know, they didn't make finals, but lots of people jumped on their journey with them. And I think that's something that we need to look at as well.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.